Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for all my friends and family. Several of my very favorites are joining us today in the celebration of birthdays everywhere. And folks, we all want this to be your best year ever for all your friends and family around the world. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into Joyce Barry and Friends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
I'm really excited about the show today. I love celebrations. I love birthday celebrations. Birthdays are great. The best birthdays of all are those that haven't even arrived yet. What was your best birthday? What birthday are you looking forward to? Do you like birthday surprises? Do you appreciate birthday presents? Do you celebrate your birthday? If not, why not? This show is a birthday celebration for people everywhere. Who says you can't celebrate your birthday every day? The people on the show today are the people that are all birthday presents to me every day, because they make me feel special and they make me enjoy life because I have them in my life. So I invite you to enjoy the birthday poems, jokes, quotes, and so much more. Enjoy. Okay, so let's start off with Janice Miller. Janice Miller, good morning. How are you today in sunny California? What happened to Janice Miller? Okay, let me check the mic.
Janice Miller forgot to unmute her phone. I was muted because I didn't want to cough by mistake. Good morning and a very happy on birthday to you. I was reminded of the very, very funny song, which is a very happy on birthday, merry happy on birthday, and a very happy on birthday from Alice in Wonderland. And so this whole show was very exciting to me, and that's why I got up before I really wanted to join in the party, because I love to party.
Do you do a lot of things you don't want to?
Not usually.
I didn't think so. Okay, so Janice, most of us can remember a time when a birthday, especially if it was one's own, brightened the world as if a second sun had risen. What was your favorite birthday?
Thinking back a long ways ago, I think it was number 21, because I was finally legally 21. I pretended to be 21 for a very long time, so I thought, phew, I could breathe now. So 21, of course, was a special monument in a lot of people's lives, but it was especially important for me.
Yeah, not many people lie about their age and make themselves older. You had an extraordinary history and reason for doing so. So now you're saying when you were the real 21, then you felt really good because it was all legal and you could finally tell the truth.
If I wanted to, yes.
If you wanted to, absolutely. Okay, my dear, thank you for that. Next we have my friend Oscar. Oscar, how are you today?
I'm doing excellent, Joy. So happy and elated celebrating birthdays today, and it's an honor to be part of this beautiful cast of friends and people that are close to you.
And what I want to say to you, Oscar, is grow old along with me, the best is yet to come. You always prophesize a bright tomorrow. How do you stay so positive and optimistic?
Well, Joyce, mediocrity, I have, like you, we are surrounded by mediocrity. And mediocrity, I found, is a region bound on the north by compromise, on the south, indecision, on the east by past thinking, and on the west by lack of vision. So mediocrity is crushed on the Joyce Barry and Friends show. So that's what I like about being on this show, and that's why I'm excited about being with you guys today.
I got to tell you, Oscar, I'm excited every time I talk to you because every day you're working away. You must have 100 websites. You must have several, businesses you're promoting. But why I'm particularly excited, you always find a way to connect that business, that website with me because you're so intent on supporting me and my show. Your latest website, just share that one.
Well, the latest website, Joyce, that the logo just got in yesterday, and I'm sure the Joyce Barry and Friends that's been familiar with Chap Oscar over the years, that's younews.com, younews.com, and that's a worldwide news portal. Very little advertising. We have room for Joyce Barry and Friends. In fact, we're programming in a link directly to your show, Joyce.
And it's not just putting a link on your websites. I am blown away by where you put my link, homepage, right front and center. It is extraordinary, all that you do for me and all that you prophesize for me. It's just such a blessing to have you and the other people on the show as well in my life, because everyone offers me something different and something very, very special. So thank you, Oscar. And just say that website again.
That's YouNews, YouNews.com.
And I really fully expect to make news with YouNews, Oscar. Okay. Next, we have my dear friend Irene, and we came together out of our mutual love for contests. And while I was in New York, and I was really into contests at that time, they were everywhere. I love sharing. I won this. She won that. We love sharing it and telling each other about contests. Good morning, Irene. How are you today?
Oh, good morning, Joyce. I'm very well. I want you to know I love every birthday that I have. And my two sons, when they were younger, not now, when they had a half birthday, I would put a candle in a cookie and sing happy birthday to them. That's how much I love birthdays. And they never forgot it, and they do the same thing with their children. So it's sort of a tradition. And what can I tell you? I wish you the very best. You deserve only the very best. And that's
well, Irene, it is said inside every older person is a younger person wondering what happened. But you know what happened because your pride and joy, you already referenced that, are your fabulous, fabulous children.
Well, see, growing up, I was very good to my parents, and I'm sure my children took note of it. Then when they got older, I insisted that they move within walking distance of where I live. And the wildest thing is, as my children did the same, and they insisted when I got older, senior citizen, that I move closer to them. So I think children follow wonderful traditions when they see it. And it's been great. It's nothing like living near family.
Well, the respect, the love that you get from your kids, I mean, they would do anything for you. Climb the highest mountain, swim the deepest channel. Your relationship is really beautiful with your boys, and they're very special boys. So a shout out to Robert and Lawrence from your fabulous mom, Irene.
You want to tell my age?
I never tell anyone's age. If that you want it around the world in 60 minutes, you may tell it. I never tell people's age.
Well, no, I never used to tell my age. But once I reached 80, I figured, well, I'm proud. I can tell it. And I just reached my 91st birthday.
Wow. God bless you, Irene.
I am just delighted that I'm still here. So I hope
you're going to be here a lot longer. We're going
to
keep you around.
Well, I'll try, but every year is a blessing to me.
And it's a blessing to me every day that you're in my life. Okay, next we have my friend, my radio advisor, live from New York, the one, the only, Stefan Rybak. Welcome.
Good morning, Joyce. Thank you so much for having me on today with such an esteemed collection of very, very motivated, successful, enthusiastic, and excited people. I am so honored to be on the show today.
Well, Stefan, Mark Twain said, age is an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. I know
I
you
love
don't
that
mind
one.
Cause You're perennially young.
I love that one. I also love the Mae West quote about age, and it goes something like this: you only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough.
I have to write that down. I love that. I haven't heard that. I've gone through hundreds of quotes, hundreds, and I haven't heard that one. You always bring something new to the table. So thank you for that, Stefan. And then
we have my
best friend for decades, Beverly Nadler. Beverly, you're our health guru. You're our Here's to Your Health Thursday spotlight every single Thursday, one day a week. God gave everyone one day a week to rest, but my one day a week to rest is on Thursday because I know Beverly's got everything under control. Beverly can carry it even without a host. Welcome, Beverly.
Oh, thank you, Joyce. Thank you so much for being here, for having this show, for having me on it, for being a wonderful friend, and for this very surprising day today. I was looking forward to it, wondering what exactly is happening on this wonderful show. One of the things that I want to do, which I've done before, is to wish you a happy birthday again, because you have such joy in celebrations, and birthdays mean so much to you. So with your permission, I'd like to share the birthday poem that I wrote especially for you.
Yes, I would love it, love it, love it, because you are my favorite poet.
Thank you. Your poems are delightful also, you know that. You don't have as many as I do, but you have wonderful poetry. Dear Joyce, on your special day, this is what I want to say. I hope that you can truly see how much your friendship means to me. We've been through good times and through bad. We've seen it all, the joyous and sad. I know our friendship will never end because you are my very special friend. It doesn't matter where you are, in New York City or even Florida. We never can be far apart because you live inside my heart. And this is how it will always be, for I love you unconditionally. With your optimism and brilliant mind, a friend like you is a blessing to find. So happy birthday and many, many more. May you experience miracles galore. May you live in faith and never fear. And may this be an extraordinary year.
Wow, Beverly. I am so humbled by your support of me, your poems. I mean, my favorite poem, now I have a tie between that one and the one you wrote specially for our show. That's a tie. So, my goodness, that the poem you wrote for our show, I play it, I share it, play it each and every day. And I'm going to do that right here, right now, while you're with us. And here we go. The one, the only, the great, great poetry of Beverly Nadler. And I just lost my place, so give me a moment for the audio. Coming up, and here we go. Beverly Nadler,
listen,
an original
to me.
Poem.
I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good, and guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends, are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
So, folks, that's my favorite poem dedicated to the show. The other favorite poem is my birthday poem dedicated to me. So thank you so much for all of that. And, folks, just want to let you know that you can help make this the number one show simply by going to JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and Friends.com. And right under my picture on the upper left, you can click follow, and you will find out about every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of our special shows. Okay, Beverly, to this I want to say to you, Audrey Hepburn said, success is like reaching an important birthday and finding out you're exactly the same. Beverly Nadler, you are exactly the same as when we met decades ago. What is your secret?
Thank you for that, Joyce. It's doing the things that keep you young, nutritionally, using my mind, yoga, and doing lots and lots of reading and research and learning, constantly learning. And I appreciate this show because every week I am learning something else. Even if I've done the same topic before, I always find something else to bring into the show. So you help keep me young.
And I thank you for that. It's a mutual admiration society, for sure. Okay, my friend, everybody's friend, world-renowned psychic Peter Marks. Peter, welcome to the show today.
Well, thank you, dear. Thank you very much, Joyce. Happy birthday. We'll celebrate it again. I was thinking this morning when I got up, and I decided what I was going to say, and I will be short, because the last time I think I wrote the Gettysburg Address again. But anyway, I want to let everybody know that we have spiritually in other lives come together to work together. And even with all of us, we share one thing in common, and that is our love of you. Our love of the Joyce Barry and Friends show, our love to be able to come on your program to disseminate our information, our life experiences with your listening audience. And I did want to say that everyone that is calling in, every one of your friends that I have spoken to has added to my life on a multitude of levels. I've learned, I have gathered so much spiritual knowledge, and they say that you can tell about a person by the friends they keep. Well, the friends you keep are the highest level, and I love you dearly.
And I love you too, Peter Marks. Is there a prophecy that you want to make for me or anyone that you just heard? Is there anything? I never miss the opportunity to ask you for your insight.
Well, the prophecy that I have for you is, Joyce, is you will continue in your very positive way to critique each one of your guests that come on to be that much better at disseminating their information. I also see financial prosperity for you for this year. And I did want to say also for Beverly, I see great exposure coming up for 2017, and that would be through the brilliant work she does in her writing. Stefan is going to have an amazing, amazing year with augmenting his medical field and the other projects that he's working on. So the guys are telling me Stefan has a lot to look forward to. Janice, our beloved friend, business opportunities are going to be coming, as well as, and they're saying, the strong indication of a possible move. I think that Janice knows what I'm alluding to. And I also wanted to say for Irene now, Irene is a very unique soul. She is very blunt at times about how she feels. She's totally loved by her family, and I'm being shown much happiness with family and grandchildren.
Wow, that was awesome, Peter. That was really awesome. I appreciate your doing that. I have a prophecy for you. I mean, everyone that ever read me, every psychic that ever read me, they always say, I know you're a psychic, and I always knew I was too. I just don't advertise it. I don't want to do psychic readings. I'm a coach. But it is the psychic abilities that let me work with people on the level I do. So I have a prophecy for you, Peter, since you're here giving it to everyone else. This is what I get. I see you as reaching a whole new level of fame and fortune. Your exclusivity for radio for the Joyce Barry and Friends show will undoubtedly be the catalyst for extraordinary blessings in all areas of your life, and I am so blessed to have you in my life.
Thank you, darling, and I feel the same way about you.
And I want to quote for you Abraham Lincoln, who said, and in the end, it's not the years in your life that count, it's the life in your years. And I see you as having that life when we talk and giggle every day. You keep me on my toes, and we laugh together and have fun together. Any comment on Abraham Lincoln's quote, it's the life in your years?
Well, I feel very young today. I feel about 22.
You feel about 22. Okay. And you know what? When we talk sometimes, I get more the picture of about 14. So so that's pretty good. Beverly, I know that you wrote a poem for birthdays in general for the group. Why don't you share that now?
Okay. This is for everyone out there, whether you're celebrating your birthday today, yesterday, or last year, last month, or coming into the future. I wish you a happy birthday, because in fact, in truth, every day. It is a new beginning. Today is a very important day, I say. It commemorates your birthday. Today you can leave some work undone, because it's time to have a lot of fun. It's a terrific day to celebrate with family and friends who participate in wishing you happiness and health, plus peace of mind and wealth. It doesn't matter what your age is. Life is lovely in all of its stages. Each year is a gift that brings more pleasures, another chance to appreciate life's many treasures. So blow out the candles on your delicious cake as a very thoughtful wish you make for all the things that are meaningful to you. And my wish is that all your wishes come true.
Wow, that's awesome, Beverly Nadler. Would any of you like to comment on that poem? Because to me, she hits everyone out of the ballpark, but I'm sure she'd appreciate hearing from any of you that appreciate it as much as I do. They're speechless, Beverly.
They're again, I forgot to open my mic. I'm sorry. I just wanted to chime in and say that was an amazing poem, but everything you do, Beverly, is amazing, and we're so honored and blessed to have you every Thursday on Joyce Barry and Friends, and I'm just grateful to be one of Joyce Barry's friends. So, but your poem was always beautiful, and I just love it. So,
awesome. Oh, thank
job.
You so much, Janice. And every time you join us on Thursday, you always have something meaningful to add, and it's always a pleasure to hear you, and it's a pleasure to know you are my friend.
Thank you. You know, the whole philosophy of celebrating today, everybody's birthday, and happy on birthday is just a joyous reason to wake up early. And that's what got me out of bed this morning. The little angel said, you better get up because you know you don't want to get Joyce Barry unhappy. So, They'll never let you go. No. So I just wanted
to say. I'm grateful for all those poems and for all of you, each in your special way. And I would say that one of the things that won the heart, clearly, if you have it in your heart, you have to have a bright and happy life, and that is gratitude. I want to share a poem called Gratitude, Being Thankful by Wynne, W-Y-N-N-E. It's not anyone I know, but it really nails it on gratitude and what it's all about.
Being thankful, and this is submitted by Wynne. Be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times. During those times, you grow. Be thankful for your limitations, because they give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge, because it will build your strength and character. Be thankful for your mistakes. They will teach you valuable lessons. Be thankful when you're tired and weary, because it means you've made an effort. It is easy to be thankful for the good things. A life of rich fulfillment comes to those who are also thankful for the setbacks. Gratitude can turn a negative into a positive. Find a way to be thankful for your troubles, and they will become your blessings.
I have to say, Stefan, in particular, to you, I don't know anyone on the level of you that expresses gratitude and appreciation for people. I mean, when you leave me messages, I don't even delete them, because it always makes me feel good. It's not only the message, it's the voice, it's the passion, it's the caring. How do you get to be so positive and optimistic?
Thank you so much for your kind words, Joyce. I work at it every day. As we all know, life is filled with challenges, and sometimes the challenges are excruciatingly difficult to deal with. You know, when you receive a very seriously bad diagnosis from a doctor, it's very, very difficult to give thanks and be grateful for that diagnosis. And for those who may not know me well enough, about 15 months ago, I received a diagnosis that I had a very serious heart condition, which I had since birth, and I never knew about it. So I lived my life and did all the running around and played all the sports and this, that, and the other thing with a very serious heart condition that could have killed me at any moment along the way. And it finally manifested itself to the point where I needed very serious open-heart surgery. And when I got the diagnosis from the doctor, when I was sitting in the office and the doctor gave me his diagnosis and told me that I needed very serious open-heart surgery as soon as possible, it was very, very difficult to be thankful and have an attitude of gratitude at that particular moment. And what I learned through that entire experience, and by the way, thank the good Lord, I'm feeling fantastic. If someone were to meet me and didn't know that I went through that experience last year, you would never, ever, ever know. You would never know. Thanks be to God for his blessing of healing. But it was through that experience that I learned we are to give thanks in all situations. And that experience taught me a couple of things. But one of the main things that it taught me was that our challenges, whether it be a medical diagnosis or trouble in a marriage or business problems, each problem, each challenge, in my opinion, is an opportunity for us to learn and to grow. And the bigger the challenge, the greater the opportunity to learn and grow and become better as a person, to think more deeply, to act in a manner that's better than you acted yesterday, to treat people differently, to act kinder, to be more helpful, to be more thoughtful. It's through those challenges that we are called to the other side of those challenges. The challenge is the big river that we have to cross. the big, deep river with the water flowing through it like rapids. We are called to cross that river to the other side where we become a better person.
And I want to say that I love going to your Facebook page because I find every day when I can get into that page, when I take that few minutes, there is always that positive, that optimistic thing that you post that warms my heart and makes me feel good. So I want
well,
to thank
you. Thank
you
so
for
much,
that.
Joyce. I appreciate your very, very kind words. And I once again want to thank you for having me on the show today. I find what's being said on the show today so deeply uplifting. And in this day and age of bad news and the propagation of bad news and negativity, I can't thank you enough for the positivity that you put forth, the really great uplifting information that you constantly broadcast on your show for the greater good of your listeners and all of humanity. And you know, you're talking about birthdays. I've come to the point in my life where every day is a birthday, in the sense that every day is a chance for us to give birth to our own new attitudes. It's an opportunity for us to allow ourselves to give birth to new ways of thinking, new ways to approach life, new ways to respond to other people in a better, happier, healthier way. And again, Joyce, it is because of your invitation to be on the show. We have a mastermind collection of very, very positively motivated people, and we cannot do enough. There cannot be enough of what is being said and done on this show today to help what is a very, very troubled world. But in the end, it is a collection of like-minded people, such as the ones that are on your show today, that will help us conquer the negativity and the evil in the world.
Wow, appreciate your saying that. I know that you shared with me that you, I believe you said you went to your guides to ask if you should be on the show because your schedule, it keeps you occupied minute to minute and overwhelmed. And you said, let me check this out. So you have good guides, Stefan Rybak. They're doing a good job.
Well, it was my guides and also my parole officer. I wanted to make sure it was okay with him. But I just wanted to say one more thing, Joyce. You know, whenever I talk to you, and thank you for the kind words about the messages that I leave for you, but whenever I talk to you, I'm reminded of that Frank Sinatra song, the line in the very, very famous Frank Sinatra song that goes like this: "You make me feel so young, you make me feel like spring has sprung."
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Joyce Berry.
Oh,
happy
that's
birthday
awesome.
To you.
And when you get on live from New York, I can't tell you how wonderful that is for me. And I certainly had my health challenges in the last few years, quite a few indeed. But the kind of messages you leave for me always inspire me because you are the one that always reminds me, Joyce, if you can stop an airplane, you could stop anything that's in your body that's diseased. So you always remind me of that. And for that, I'm very grateful. Okay.
And I just want to say, thanks be to God from whom all blessings flow.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
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 Okay, and I have to say a women, too. Okay. Now, I found some extraordinary poems in a website by Joanna Fuchs and her husband, Carl Fuchs. 98% Joanna wrote, the other 2% Carl wrote, and I printed them all out because I'll have the perfect poem for anyone when the guest is on my show on the day of their birthday. I really find that so extraordinary that on their birthday they'll take time to be on the show. So let me start with one for Janice. This is the one by Carl Fuchs. "Once a year I get the chance to wish you birthday cheer. It pleases me no end to say I wish you another great year. So happy birthday to you, my friend Janice, from the bottom of my heart, and may your good times multiply till they're flying off the chart." Anything you want to say about that? Did you resonate with that, Janice?
Oh, yes. Yay. I want to yell yay really loud, but I'm going to contain my voice because it's too early to be screaming. But, yes, actually, I really, really, really enjoy every moment of my life. And when I'm not enjoying it, I remind myself, you can't have 100% happy notes. You have to have some of the low notes in it, too, so that it reminds you to be joyful when, you know, the other times come in. And life is the journey, so enjoy it. So thank you very much for that beautiful birthday poem. I do resonate with it, and I do love birthdays. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so delighted you woke up in time to hear our show. Okay, my dear, dear friend Oscar is next. This by Joanna, Birthday Happiness. We celebrate a person who brings happiness to everyone, someone who gives more than he gets and fills our lives with joy and fun. So happy birthday and many more. We hope you make it to 102 because we always want to have the special pleasure of knowing you. That's to you, my friend Oscar.
Thank you so much, Joyce. You mean so much to me and Peter and Beverly and Denise and all the other guests. We just honor you, Joyce, and it was so touching with him mentioning about his health challenge, and, you know, prayer is the answer, and, you know, God's amazing grace. It's just awesome that we're all able to celebrate another birthday.
Yes, and the whole premise of this show is I want to start a tradition of celebrating your birthday every day, every single day. In a conversation with Peter, I had mentioned that one week one cousin was taking me out for a birthday lunch. The next week another friend was taking me out for a birthday lunch. And he says, "You're still celebrating your birthday? It's a couple of weeks." I said, "Why not?" I celebrate it all year round. And it's easy to do that when you have people like you all in my life. Every day is a celebration. Okay, next, this to my friend, my dear friend Irene. It's a birthday prayer. Her birthday comes but once a year. Lord, fill her day with joy and cheer. This person who's so very dear, take care of her and keep her near. Dear Lord in heaven, bless this day. Protect this loved one, come what may. Love her in your special way. In the Lord's precious name, I pray. Amen. I just wish you everlasting life, Irene. Good health, happiness forever and ever and ever.
Joyce, thank you so much. You brought tears to my eyes. And I can't thank you enough because this past year has been a very tough year. And I'm just blessed to make it to 91. So thank you, thank you. Just knowing you has improved my year. Thank you so much.
And we so appreciate you as well. And folks, to all of you, I want to say, listening out there, think about the message of this show, about celebrating your birthday every day. I have a new slogan. I brainstormed with good friends about what my signature clothes would be. And I just want to share it with you all right here, right now, for those that I know are thinking about it for me, what would be that signature clothes, because it had to be really, really, really special. And here is my signature clothes, introducing it today. And the winner is... From my sister, make someone happy every day. Stefan, you're a marketing master. What do you think of that? Make someone happy every day.
Right on the money. Right on the money, Joyce. You know, if only we as a society were focused on making people happy, if only if we as a society were focused on bringing joy and goodness and kindness and tenderness to other people, what a world we would have. What an incredible transformation we would have in our society and in our world.
Thank you for that. And I know we have a few more people because I still have more poems. I didn't forget anyone. But I want to stop and offer you all the magical keys, something I wrote, because I believe in magic and miracles. The magical keys. An original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Are you a mover and a shaker? Are you a barrier breaker? What is your personal code? Is it to be in a positive mode? When you're getting your job done, are you happy and having fun? There are 24 hours in a day. Are you using them in a constructive way? There are 168 hours in a week. Are you operating at your peak? Look for miracles and know they will come. Then you are blessed to receive each one. Every dream you want to come true, ask the universe to give it to you. Focus on having good health. Focus on unlimited wealth. Focus on everything you say to bring great opportunities your way. Focus on people both near and far that really love you for who you are. When you work and when you rest, visualize receiving all the best. Believe and know you can have it all, even when you're up against the wall. Believe it as well you should. Believe it when you're feeling good. Believe it when you're feeling blue, then feel good to make it come true. The key is to get energized. The key is to get vitalized. The key is to get ignited. The key is to get excited. So, as you can plainly see, each one is a magical key. These magical keys will open your door to having all that you want and even more. So, folks, I love writing poetry, and I say to you, one of the things that can make it your day happy every day is to do that what you love, that what which makes you happy. And that's one of the things that make me very happy. Number one is the show. It's the glue that held me together through all the trials and tribulations I had, through all the health challenges I faced and I'm still facing. It's knowing that I have a venue to make a difference in the world. So for those of you who listen, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to make that difference. And I really am grateful. As I said, it's the glue that holds me together. Okay, so for Stefan, I have this. It's called Front of the Line, and this is by the husband and the wife. When I think of exceptional people I know, you're right at the front of the line. It's not for your power or status or wealth. It's because you make everyone shine. When I want to see someone who's special and fun, I don't have to think very hard. For one of the nicest people I know, I can find in my own backyard. May your birthday be filled with all you desire. You're a person I really respect and admire. That's to you, Stefan Rydak.
Well, thank you, Joyce. And I have a quote in return back for you, and it's one of my favorites. And I don't know who said it, but it goes something like this. They say that age is all in your mind. The challenge is not to let it seep down to the rest of your body.
That's very good too. I'll get these from you at another time where I can actually write them down. So I really, really appreciate that. My favorite quote actually about age is that, and this is really true for a lot of people I know, that age is just a number. Mine is unlisted. So that's how I invite people to respond. If anyone asks your age, it's just a number, and mine is unlisted.
I love it.
Well, we want to keep you all happy today, folks. And I just wanted to share there was something very funny. Let me see if I can pull it out. I just thought of it now as it relates to Beverly. Yes. I did a show for Beverly, a special show that was her show called Talented and Terrific, and I acknowledged her birthday then. So I just want to share this because I still find it really humorous. On Beverly's birthday in the first week of June, it was the exact day of Angelina Jolie and Joyce Meyer, and I said, let us celebrate the birthdays today of Angelina Jolie, Joyce Meyer, and Beverly Nadler. These three extraordinary people have a lot in common. Joyce Meyer is a famous writer and pastor. She's the founder of Joyce Meyer Ministries. Her net worth is $25 million. Angelina is an award-winning actress, one of the most popular film stars in the world. At the time, she was married to Brad Pitt, and her net worth is $425 million. Beverly Nadler is an extraordinary writer, speaker, and health guru. Her net worth is incalculable because you cannot place a value on the countless lives she impacted with her wisdom and advice to make people healthier and to live longer lives. So that's what I wanted to share with you, Beverly, yet again.
Yes, I vaguely remember that show. And yes, my birthday is in fact June 4th, and I will be leaving for a week in Sedona with my entire family. So I'm really looking forward to that. I love that. I remember when you said it, and I was thinking about the net worth, and I said, what on earth is she going to say for me? Incalculable is wonderful. I just want to share just before we close, which is soon, unfortunately, how much I've enjoyed being on the show with you, how much I've enjoyed every comment from every one of your wonderful, wonderful, brilliant, intelligent guests. And I especially want to say something to Stefan, because in my mind, when you were saying about your life and how you didn't know about the heart condition, I feel that God wanted you not to know so that you could enjoy your entire youth and be involved in sports and all the things you did without having to limit yourself and without having to worry. That was just a thought that came to me. But your story and the meaning that it has meant to you is very, very impactful.
Well, thank you very, very much. I also believe that God was responding to a prayer. And at that particular time in my life, before I knew about my heart surgery, I was asking God to transform me in a number of different ways, personally and professionally. And, you know, somebody once said that God always answers our prayer one of two ways. And so I was asking for transformation, and in my human mind, I was thinking of a couple of different things that I wanted to be transformed. Well, God gave me a transformation, but he gave it to me not in the way that I was thinking. And that goes to what I was told once, that God answers prayers one of two ways. He always answers the prayer, but he does it in one of two ways. He either gives you what you want, or he gives you what you should have asked for. And in my particular instance, yeah, he either gives you what you asked for or what you should have asked for. And so the transformation that I ended up getting was not the one that I asked for, but one that in was much better for me in my development as a human being. Ben Beverly, thank you so much for your kind words. You made my day, and being on the show with Joyce always makes my day, and in particular this show. What an incredibly powerful show today. This one is for the record books, in my opinion.
Is it the Guinness Book of Records, that one?
It's the Guinness Book of Records of phenomenal radio shows, Joyce. You know, again, Joyce, to go back what I said a little earlier, and I don't want to dominate the show, what you're doing, what you do on your show every day to contribute to the greater good is outstanding and extremely commendable. But this particular group of individuals, and I'm so honored to be on with such an esteemed list. Peter Marks, my goodness, I've being in the media business for 40 years, I've worked with a number of different psychics and people who are intuitively gifted. Peter, without a doubt, is the greatest, the most talented, the most gifted that I have ever worked with, spoke with, consulted with. Peter alone and what he said on this show has been a gift, but all of the contributions that have been put forth today it's really a very, very special show, Joyce. This is a five-star, five-diamond show.
And coming from you, who's been in radio 30-plus years, it is such a blessing for me to know that, because it gives me the wherewithal to go on anytime I might question, am I really making a difference to people? Because every day that is my intent. So when you say it's a good show, when John Bell comes on the show and doesn't refuse the opportunity to be on my show, a man who's had the mic in front of him on the number one hit radio show in New York, Z100, and always comes on my show, that's my reminder that I'm on the right path, doing the right thing. So I thank you for that. Okay,
Stephan,
so
thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We all want to thank you, Peter. I know you've read most of us, so you brighten up our days and our lives. So this one is for you, Peter Marks. Every year on your birthday, I think about how glad I am that you were born, how thankful I am to have you. I'm getting teary here. How thankful I am to have you in my life. Every year is another year filled with the special joys you bring just by being yourself. Every year when you open your birthday gifts, realize what a gift you are to everyone who knows you, especially me. Happy birthday, dear friend Peter Marks.
Joyce, I think that is probably one of the most beautiful things I've ever had somebody read to me and write about, and what I can summon up in one word or two words: unconditional love.
Absolutely, unconditional love. I think Beverly will attest to the fact if you're in a relationship with me, it has to be unconditional love, because those of you who know me well know that I'm so honest that I give the critiques and the coaching whether it's invited or not. So indeed, it has to be unconditional, and it's about we agree that it's okay to disagree. And both of you have been so close and really best friends. Newer friends are Oscar, Chap Oscar, and Stefan. Irene and I, we go back a long time, Janice the last few years. So everyone truly, truly has a special place in my heart. When I got the idea for the show, it was when you all pay tribute to me on my birthday. And of course, it's all about me on my birthday, so that I would love the show, appreciate it, value it all the time is one thing. But when I spoke to you folks after the show and you all told me what you got out of the tribute to me, then I knew absolutely that I wanted to do a tribute to all of you as well, that here on my birthday and my acknowledgement, you all appreciate it. So I wanted to have this be a special show acknowledging all of you. So what I want to do as we start wrapping up here is go back to all of you and just share whatever you'd like to about the show today, about anyone that's with us today, not with us today. I want to invite you to do that. So let's start with Janice.
Well, Joyce, I have to thank you once again for inviting me to be amongst your friends, this wonderful group of people that are the elite of the elite. I'm honored to be one of those people, and I'm very grateful to be here wishing all the world a happy birthday and a very happy unbirthday to you. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Janice. You always jump on when I ask if ever you can, even though you're murmuring under your breath, I got to get up 3 hours earlier than I want to, but you do manage to have it happen, and I'm very grateful for that. Oscar, my dear, dear friend, I just love you so much. Oscar wrote a book, He Came Incognito, about the Lord. And in that book, he quoted one of my poems, which was the one on forgiveness. So I'm always grateful when my poems or my message gets out in any venue. Oscar, over to you.
Well, I know time is winding down, Joyce, so I just want to, like Peter with the surgery, and all of us have had various challenges over the year, but just a prayer of overflowing peace and how generous God is, how generous he's been to each one of us. And
amen.
Just kind of admonition to just keep God first and foremost in our life and keep his love on our face, because this world right now needs God's joy.
And Oscar, I never miss an opportunity, whether you and I are on the phone alone or you're on the show, because your prayers are so moving and awesome. I'd love you to have a special prayer for the people here today, people around the world that are listening.
Well, right now, generous God, we just thank you for who you are in our lives. And thank you for your amazing promises, and you have offered abounding, unsearchable riches to each one of us. And we just thank you for Joyce Barry and friends, all of the esteemed guests assembled today. And we just thank you, Father, for every listening, that their household is blessed and they are delivered from any type of unforgiveness. Forgiveness is the key. We have to forgive to live. Forgive to live. And we just thank you, God, that you give us the ability to drop our swords, forget our past, and walk boldly into our future with your amazing grace. And in this we pray, in the name that I salute, in the name of Jesus, amen.
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 Thank you for that. I never let Oscar off the phone with me when we speak without his prayer, because it really is always extraordinary in the moment and right on. Okay, next I go to my partner in contest, Irene. We go back a while, and you managed to stay upbeat with all your trials and tribulations, and part of that, I know, we have to acknowledging the blessings that are so first and foremost in your life, your boys.
Well, first of all, I want to tell you I'm so honored to be a friend. And what I can't compete with any of the people on your program with what they have to say. So all I can say is I wish you everything you wish yourself, and that includes good health and happiness always. Amen.
And thank you, Irene. And I always say you're never competing with anyone on my show. Everyone I love for who they are and for their gifts and for their blessings. But one thing you can compete, if I ever do a show about contests, Irene, you will be the winner hands down. You're the only one that I know, only one that knows as much about contests as I do, that has won as much as I have. So, I mean, that you can compete. What was the biggest prize you ever won, by the way?
My family and you.
Okay. I didn't see that coming. My sister won a BMW, so that was the best we ever won. She actually won a BMW. And I won all my computers and my vacations and all of that. So when I say we've mastered contests, we have. Not the lottery. I'm still working on that one. Never the scratch-off. Still working on that. But anyway, I enjoy exchanging info about the contest. Okay, now to number one radio advisor, number one positive thinker, Facebook writer extraordinaire, Stefan Rybak.
Thanks again for having me on the show today, Joyce. This program has made my day. I feel so uplifted and so positive and empowered because of the information that's been conveyed on this show. What a tremendous blessing this show has made on my day today and moving forward. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And if I ever forget about blessings or with the next challenges, please don't forget to remind me about the airplane.
I won't, Joyce.
And those of you who want to hear the airplane story, if you haven't heard it before, JoyceBarryAndFriends.com, the default show, Beverly Nadler interviews Joyce Barry, and I share that whole story. It is an extraordinary story, even if it only happened to me, but it's really a great show. That's why it's my default show, right on top. All other archive shows, it's last date on top. Okay, next to you, Beverly Nadler. We've been with each other through richer and poorer, sickness and health. Over to you.
Well, I must say, when we began this show, I had no idea where we were going, what it was going to be like. And it is truly an inspiration to have shared with so many wonderful, extraordinary people that are your friends. Everyone had something beautiful to contribute. And I want to say for your clothes, Joyce, your signature clothes, make someone happy every day. You have made many people, all of us certainly on the show, and anyone who listens to it, you cannot help but feeling happy because there is a joy that emanates not only from you who arranged this wonderful show, but from everyone who is participating. So kudos to you, my dear friend. It is an honor to have been on this show today. It's an honor for me to be on every week. I love sharing news that has to do with physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health, but I absolutely love this show, and you have made so many people happy.
Thank you, Beverly Nadler. And mentioning news, I have to say you gotta go to the website younews.com, younews.com. Oscar is faced with the challenge every day of having the most state-of-the-art websites, but more importantly, his challenge is, how do I fit in Joyce Barry and take care of her? Right, Oscar?
That's right, Joyce, always. Always looking for innovative ways. Where I go, you go.
Thank you, and I will follow you anywhere. And last but not least, psychic extraordinaire, friend extraordinaire, the one, the only, Peter Marks, and I have the exclusive with radio. So just being able to say that is extraordinary. Of all the shows he turns down because he doesn't want to hear from me, why did you do that show? I have the exclusive. Over to you, Peter.
Yes, Joyce, being part of this brilliant spiritual group that have come together, I'm overwhelmed by the love. I am truly in a state of bliss. I did want to say to you, years ago, when I worked in my field with one of my master guides, I got to experience at that time a little glimpse of what heaven is like. And I have to say, being part of this program today has brought me back to that spiritual state of bliss you give so much unconditionally of yourself, your soul, your persona. Many people don't know what you have been through. I do, and I'm sure your other guests also know that, but I've got to say your listening audience that I'm in contact with quite a bit tell me how extraordinary you are, how much they love you, and I'm also told that if your show did not go on every single day, people would be in a state of depression. They would miss it. So I've got to say, you darling, I've never physically met you, but we are so connected in the soul state, and you are, and I can announce it today, and I've announced it before, we are spiritual paramours.
Yes, and when Peter called and told me, I'd like you to be my spiritual paramour, I said that is the best compliment I ever had. And someone said to Peter, but Peter, that's about making love. So Peter said, well, we do. And I said, that's right. I absolutely confirm that. You make love in the night, at night, every night, and I make love every morning. So we do make love. We are spiritual paramours. You handle the night shift, and I have the morning shift. And before I sign off, I just want to say that one of the blessings of having Peter around, he is a medium as well, and he often brings back people on our shows that have passed, and he gives messages from them. So I just have to share the two people that he had show up today for the show to wish me a happy birthday.
Hello, Joyce. This is your favorite ex-president of the world, President Bill Clinton. That's right. I'm still president as far as I'm concerned. And Joyce, I just want to wish you a happy birthday and many, many, many more. Hillary sends her best, too, I think. I'm kind of hiding from her.
And then he also brought back someone most of us will never forget.
Hello, Joyce Barry. This is the king of rock and roll speaking, Elvis Presley. And I just want to wish you a happy birthday. I know another year's gone by, but every year that goes by, I love hearing your voice on the radio airwaves. You are the queen of the radio, Joyce Barry, just like I am the king of rock and roll. So happy birthday from me, Priscilla, Lisa Marie, and all the gods of rock. Viva Joyce Barry. Viva Joyce Barry. Happy birthday.
Yeah,
Joyce.
So I'm very grateful to have people from the past that even come out to extend their birthday wishes to me as well. And
you left out one person, Joyce.
I did?
Yes.
And who
might
that
be? I'm getting a message from Smiley.
Oh, I just want to share, folks who wouldn't know, Smiley was the nickname they gave my father, and Peter does keep me in touch with my father, who passed a long time ago. That was his nickname, Smiley, because he was very, very serious. My father was extremely intelligent. He could do the New York Times puzzle in moments, and that with a pen, not even a pencil to erase it. My mom was the outrageous one. My mom was so much fun and so outrageous that when we were in a party together with the family, everyone had tears in their eyes. And believe it or not, those that know my humor, I was the quiet one when my mom was around. So I always say I got my intelligence from my dad, my outrageousness from my mom on the ultimate level, and I'm very blessed for that. And Peter keeps me in touch with my dad. Okay, folks, so I'm so thankful to all of you on the show, those of you listening to the show, and this is my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Make someone happy today, folks. And we want to make you happy right here, right now. So do sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us to the Joyce Barry Mass. God bless you all.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
You can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.